Guys can do some stupid things. You know, it's funny though, like those things are funny. We laugh at them. But the real truth is that sometimes, guys, we do stuff that's stupid and it's not just funny. It has lasting consequences. The things that we do have lasting consequences and they really mean something. So last week, Bob talked about silly women. And today, I'm talking about stupid men. Don't get your feelings hurt. Because it's true, and I'm speaking to myself here, as much as I'm speaking to you guys. Our theme for this series that we talk about is called, Will You Take This Rose? It's off of The Bachelor. And the reason we chose this theme is because we believe that The Bachelor is kind of the image that the media and culture portrays about relationships, dating, what love is. But you know what? We truly, honestly believe that God has a different story, and God has a different plan for your life when it comes to love. So I want to show you one more clip. Check this clip out.
Nothing he said the other night said that he had any doubts.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's okay. Hey, it's fine. Don't be nervous. I'm nervous too.
Yeah.
You look pretty.
Thank you. Getting out of the limo in the beginning, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what kind of man you were. And this whole time, I've wanted to be here. There was times where I wanted to bolt. Times that just scared me to death. And times where I would question things. But I'm standing here right now with you because we have something special. And I believe in you.
When you get out of the limo, you were with your belly. And I was like, look at her. And we had our ups and downs, you know, and communicate, we talked, we fixed them, you know, and you're here because I wanted you to be here, you know. You are unbelievable. Such an amazing woman. I wish the earth sucked me today, because this is the hardest decision ever. And I appreciate you being here and trusting me all along, you know, and I've been very honest since the beginning to everybody. Mm-hmm. That at some point, you know, maybe, you know, people's gonna go home. I gotta follow what I think is best for me. And I'll have to say goodbye to you.
All right.
What'd you say?
So She basically was just like, why would you do this to me? I didn't really know how this ended, and I started looking into a little bit of how all this ended, and basically he made it seem like she was the one for like a lot of the show, that she was the one, and then goes up there and says, you're not the one, and he picks a different girl. So the idea here with this guy, his name's Juan Pablo, is, will you accept this rose? Will you let me try you out? Will you let me see if you work? Will you give me your emotions? Will you give me your strength? But hey, if you don't work, there's always another woman to give it to. That was really exactly what he said. And I'm sorry, but I hope you were disgusted watching that, because I was, guy or girl, and that's a stupid guy. That's a stupid man. Guys, is this the kind of men that we want to be? I hope it makes you sick, and I hope you realize this is not what relationships are. This is not what love is. And as men, we're challenged to be a higher standard, we're called to be more, and God has designed us to be so much more. Today I want to walk you through a passage in the book of Proverbs that shows what stupid guys do. It's in Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 27. If you have your Bible, turn there. Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 27. This is a father talking to his son, trying to give him wisdom and show what happens to stupid guys so that he can avoid it. Proverbs 7, 1 through 20 says, "My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, 'You are my sister,' and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice, and I saw among the naive and discerned among the youths a young man lacking sense, passing through the street near her corner, and he takes the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. And behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a harlot and cunning of heart. She is boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the squares, and lurks by every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him, and with a brazen face she says to him, 'I was due to offer peace offerings today. Today I paid my vows, therefore I have come to meet you. I seek your presence earnestly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, with colored linens of Egypt. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with caresses. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. At the full moon he will come home. With her many persuasions she entices him. With her flattering lips she seduces him. Suddenly he follows her as an axe goes to the slaughter, and as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, so he does not know that it will cost him his life. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to my words, the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death." Let me pray. Lord, I just pray that, God, these words, the students are able to hear these words, God. There are those that their ears are open, they can hear them and see you have a different way, God. You have a different plan. Your way is good, and it's true, and you really want to bring life. Amen. So, what stupid guys do? The first thing stupid guys do is their motives are wrong. Stupid guys, their motives are wrong. This verse says, we are naive. That's the first thing it says. I saw among the naive. What is naive? I thought naive meant something like someone who's innocent. But in the context, here's what the word means. It means you're empty-headed and you're empty-hearted. You're empty-headed and you're empty-hearted. You're a fool. You're simple-minded. You're lacking sense. You're not able to understand, and you're easily influenced. A man that has wrong motives. So look, guys lack sense about their motives. Why do guys lack sense about their motives and why they do things? One, we're driven by our hormones. Two, we see and we have to have. That is lust. We see and we have to have, that's lust. We lack sense about our motives because we want instant gratification. We don't want to have to do the hard things. We don't want to have to say no. We want it now. We are influenced by our friends. We're stubborn and we're prideful. We don't look ahead to the consequences of our decisions. We're self-centered to our core. It's all about me. We have not set our eyes on Christ. That's why our motives are wrong. That's some of the reasons why our motives are wrong in how we deal in relationships and with women. Guys won't admit their wrong motives. We have such a struggle admitting our wrong motives. You know what? Juan Pablo was never in it for love. At least the right kind of love. I don't think he was in it for the right kind of love. He was in it for his needs, his wants, his desires. It's all about me. It's all about me. That was his motives and that was his desires. The man in Proverbs that we just read about, he was empty-headed because he had made the decision to go towards the temptation. He was walking towards the way of the prostitute. And he would not admit to himself how wrong his motives were in going to the prostitute. He was empty-headed. He lacked sense about his motives. He wouldn't admit where he was going was wrong and leading him down the wrong path. His motive was to get his fill of lust and passion. That's what his motives were. Here's some of the things that guys say in their heads. Maybe you can identify with some of these about their motives, their wrong motives. You know what? I'm just flirting with her. There's no harm. It's no big deal. No, I don't really want to get with her. I just want to be a good man to her. I want to be the man that she always wanted. I'm strong enough to withstand the temptation. I can withstand it. It's no big deal. It's okay if we're alone for a little bit. Nothing's going to happen. I'm strong enough. Her dad doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm a good guy. You know, it's okay for me to live it up right now. I can live it up now in high school. I'll settle down one day. Everybody else is doing it, so it must not be that bad. Or I need it. I need it. We lack wrong motives, guys. We lack sense about our motives, what our motives truly are. As guys, we kid ourselves on what our true motives and intention are. We want what we want. We want to fulfill our flesh. We want to fill our passions. We want to make ourselves feel good at the cost of a woman. We want to make ourselves feel good at the cost of the woman. Juan Pablo, and you might say it's a reality show. You might be like, yeah, Lee, that's just reality. We were talking about this in my shepherd group. Like, guys, like, maybe it's not really real. You know, maybe they're paid off. I don't know. But what I know is it seemed to me that that woman's heart was truly broken. I really believe she had bought into the idea of this romance, of who this guy was. She said, I believe in you. She had bought into it. But yet his motives were wrong. His motives were really all about, let me get what I want and then let me leave. He led her there, he took her heart, and his motives were completely jacked up. The man in Proverbs, his intent was evident. As we look in Proverbs, we see that guy, his intent and where he was going was evident. He had rejected wisdom. He was willing and had willed to sin. And having rejected the wisdom, he doesn't understand his motives are leading him to be destroyed. Not being able to admit what his motives are and why he's doing what he's doing, he doesn't realize that his path is leading him to be destroyed. So guys, what are your motives in wanting to date and wanting to be with, to hang out with a girl? Even in your friendships with girls, what are your motives? The man in Proverbs, he knew by the direction of where he was going. You know, he knew at his core what his motives really were. Guys, will you evaluate your motives and relationship with girls? Will you check your motives and give them to God? Because that's our first issue of what stupid men do. Our motives are wrong. The second thing, and what I believe is really at the core of where our issues are in love and in relationships, is that stupid men are not the leaders that God has designed them to be. They are not the leaders that God has designed them to be. As you look in verses 10 through 21 in Proverbs, the man in Proverbs had wrong motives going to where the woman was, the prostitute. His motives are wrong. But then notice in verse 10, she comes out to meet him. That's important. She comes out to meet him. His motives are wrong when he went, but this is where he gave up his role as a leader. As I really looked at this message, I realized, guys, we were made to be leaders. God made us to be leaders, and in relationships, in our marriages, we are supposed to be leaders. Go back with me real quick. You don't have to flip to the book of Genesis, but I want to take you back to Genesis where it all started. God creates man first and tells him to take care of the garden. He says, I'm going to create you. Here's the garden. Take care of it. Second thing, God decides that man is alone, so he creates Eve as a helper for Adam. He creates Eve as a helper. Adam was created first and is supposed to be the leader. Eve was created to be the helpmate for Adam, not to lead him. God has specifically designed men with the responsibility to be the leader. And guys, let's be honest, we've dropped the ball in a lot of ways of being the leader that we're supposed to be, not just in relationships, but in general, as we live our lives. God has created us to be leaders. We've lost sight of what it looks like to be a real leader. Not just in dating and marriage, but in friendships too. Here's what it doesn't mean to be a leader. It doesn't mean that we boss women around. It doesn't mean that women are there to serve our every need. It doesn't mean that women are supposed to do as we say and cave into our pressure. And it doesn't mean that women are just supposed to be there to be kind of as our sidekicks, as one of our buddies. We're made to be leaders. God has called us to a higher standard in our relationship with women. Both friends and dating, we're called to be gentle. We're called to be sacrificial in our love. We're called to be listeners. We're called to serve her. We're called to be her spiritual leader and to shepherd her, to make her needs more important than mine, to be willing to ultimately lay down our lives. The thing is, we don't want to lead. We want what's easy and what will satisfy us. We want what's easy and what will satisfy us. Juan Pablo was interested in a woman who would give him what he wanted. He was not interested in being a man who would lead her. It was, let me see what I can get. If you suit me, if I'll keep you, but there's always more. There's always another one to get. This kind of relationship is destined to end because there's no commitment. There's no commitment. As a leader, we're made to commit to people, to lead them. So stupid guys want and try to make a woman who will look like their buddies. That's the kind of woman that a stupid man will seek after, is a woman that actually kind of looks like her buddy. So look at the kind of woman that the man went after in Proverbs. She was boisterous. She was loud. She was the life of the party. She was rebellious. She wasn't under any authority. She was willing to break the rules to step out. She was not at home. She was in the streets, in the squares, and in the corner. This woman was married, but out from under her husband's authority and protection. A girl like this is not worried about the rules that her dad sets in his protection of her. She seizes him and kisses him with a brazen face. She's physically aggressive, willing to come to meet him. He's lacking in leadership. She said, you know, I've given my peace offerings. I've taken my vows. She was cunning. She appeared religious, but she would do what it took to look good. She says, I've done what God requires me. Now let me enjoy my sin. She spread my couch with coverings. It says, none of this woman's attempts to pursue the man were about who she was as a person. It wasn't about, let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you what I like to do. Let me tell you what about me. No, it was all about the physical appearances, the outside. It wasn't about who she was. They're all outward shows. Do you think this was an accident? You think it was an accident they were all outward shows to attract this man? I don't think it was an accident by any means. Guys, Satan knows how to bring us down. Satan knows how to bring us down. We're visual and we can be easily swayed by what we see. Easily swayed by what we see because God has made us visual. A woman who is dressing knowing she can get your attention. Even this woman says, even to the point of her perfume, that she was using aloes and cinnamon. The visual senses. So ladies, this is the only time I want to ask you something in this message, and that is, will you help us out as guys? Will you help us out as guys? Tight-fitting clothes like yoga pants and leggings, it doesn't help us to know that, what that looks like. Can you help us out as guys? We need to take responsibility, but can you help us out as guys? So stupid men are not willing to be the leader and pursue a woman who is worth pursuing. We'll take the easy road. As me and Wendy were talking last week, she said, after the message, she was telling me about how when she was working at the restaurant back in Lynchburg, she had a guy come up to her and say, you know, when guys are dating, they just want a woman who is easy to get, you know, doesn't really have any commitments, doesn't have any boundaries. But he said, the guy that a man wants to marry is one that has boundaries that you know will be committed to. A woman that a guy wants to marry. Sorry. We're trying to teach truth here. A woman that a guy wants to marry is a woman that has boundaries, that is committed. It's funny how when there's no commitment there, you don't really care what it is. But then when you want to really be committed to someone, their morals really matter. Who they are really matters. So in not being the leaders that God has designed us to be, here's what happens. Guys trust girls to say no to the temptation. Guys trust girls. Oh, you know what? I'll go as far as I can go, and I'll trust her to say no. But then when she gives in, we're unprepared with our own standards because we haven't made our convictions. We haven't been the leaders that we're supposed to be outside of a relationship. We treat women like they're our buddies instead of those we need to care for and serve. In many cases, women have taken over the role as the leaders. You see this in marriages a lot. The woman is taking control as the leader, which causes a lot of confusion, a lot of heartache. And finally, when we're not the leaders that we're supposed to be, just like on The Bachelor, guys, we scar women emotionally. We scar them emotionally. So being the leader that God has designed us to be means we're living a life centered on Jesus Christ before we ever even think about getting in a dating relationship. Are you living how the Lord wants you to be? Are you being the leader in your life, in your relationship with the Lord, before you ever even think about getting into a relationship? The third thing that men do, that stupid men do, is they're driven by lust. Verses 18 through 21 in Proverbs says they're driven by lust. You know, and I'm kind of sorry to say this, but I'm being kind of mean to Juan Pablo, but if he didn't fit this, being driven by lust, then I don't know who does. This is what he told this woman, and not even in these words. He wasn't even this nice. He told her, "I like to have sex with you." That's what he told her. "I like to have sex with you." That was the level that he put her at. Not even treating her almost like she was a human. Stupid men are driven by lust. You know, he couldn't even say, "I love being around you." What did he say when he told her? He said, "When you got out of the limo, I saw you and I said, wow, look at her." Driven by lust. Verses 18 says, "We will drink our fill of love until the morning." So my question to you is that love? Is that what love is? I wouldn't call it love. I would call that lust. Love is a commitment that lasts longer than 15 minutes or lasts longer than one night. Lust says, "Let me take what I can get." Love says, "Let me give what I never thought I could." I want to flip to Ephesians chapter 5. If you want to flip over there with me, you can. Ephesians chapter 5. This is the picture that the Bible gives of what love really is. Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." And then going to verse 28, it says, "In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church." Love is sacrificial. Love is willing to lay down its own desires for her, to be a leader and a guide to her. Your standard of holiness is God's, not your own passions, not your own lust, not what you want to get. You would care for a woman. You would care for a woman that's your friend like you would care for yourself. So does this kind of love, does that kind of love that we just read in Ephesians, does that look like what they said in Proverbs? "Let me get my fill until the morning. Drink our fill of love until the morning." No, that's not what real love is. Love is commitment. Love is sacrificial. And then also it says, she says to him, "Let us delight ourselves with caresses." You know, God has desired man. God has made man to desire sexual pleasure, but it's in the context of marriage. It's not outside the context of marriage. Guys, we're all about the physical feeling. We're all about, you know, and then once you have that physical feeling, you're out. It's gone. I'm done. I got what I wanted. A momentary delight for a lifetime of pain. It's all about getting your satisfaction, and then you're out. No care for the woman's needs. You know, even to the point of you get a woman pregnant, and then it's, I'm gone. I have to be a leader now. I have to take responsibility. I didn't ask for that. I just wanted that fill of lust. She's a daughter of God and a daughter of her father. Treat her like it. Treat her like it. Women are not a toy to be used and then thrown out. And my question to you guys is, and I know you've thought about this question before, some of you, not all of you, but the question is, how do you want your own sister to be treated? And how would you want your own daughter to be treated? If we remember that question, I think it'll give us a different perspective on how we're supposed to treat women. And stupid men are tempted by the forbidden lust. This woman was, her husband was not at home. He was gone on a long journey. And the man was tempted by that forbidden lust, this secret and dark lust. Look at the life of Tiger Woods. Hundreds of women that he was with outside of marriage. I heard that he hired lawyers to help keep his secret. He was obsessed with this forbidden lust. And then the sad thing is that really pornography feeds this. Pornography feeds this because it says, "No one sees, I'm not hurting anybody, It feels good. In this, we are not being the leader that God has designed us to be, because we can get what we want and then we can leave with no consequences and no responsibility. That's not how God has designed us to be. And finally, the last thing that stupid men do is they are consumed with the here and now. They are consumed with the here and now. Stupid men do not think about the consequences. We don't think about consequences. When I was in college, there was this bridge that it was popular for everybody to go jump off of. And so I'm like, okay, this sounds like a great idea. You know, I'm stupid, so let me go.
Yeah.
Let me not think about the consequences. So everybody was jumping off with their feet first. It's about a 35 to 40 foot bridge. I was jumping feet first. And then I decided, let me not think about the consequences. Let me dive off of this bridge. That is the stupidest thing I've ever done in my entire life. Why? Because I didn't think about the consequences. I didn't think I truly could have been killed. Luckily, I obviously didn't, but I didn't think about the consequences. I was thinking about the here and the now. I was all about the here and now. What's in front of me? What can I do that's cool? Not thinking about the consequences. Do you think this guy in Proverbs, he thought ahead to the future? Do you think he thought, if I'm going the way towards this woman's house, this prostitute, do you think about how could this affect my future? How could this affect the plans that God has for me? No. He didn't think about it. Did Juan Pablo think about the decisions that he made, how it would affect these women? Do you think how his actions and motives would maybe affect the marriage that he will later on have? I don't think he did. Verse 23, neither did the man in Proverbs. He didn't grasp the idea that it would cost him his life, his purity, his power, and his strength. When we allow ourselves, as guys, to not think about the here and now, it will keep God from using us. It will keep God from using us. Look at, you don't have to flip over that. I want to read Proverbs 5, 8 through 11. It says, keep your way from her and do not go near the door of her house, or you give your vigor to others and your years to the cruel one, and strangers will be filled with your strength, and your hard-earned goods will go to the house of an alien, and you groan at your final end when your flesh and your body are consumed. Guys, if you don't hear that and say, I don't, as a man, our power is, we like being strong. That's how God's created us, to like our strength, to be proud of that. And Proverbs is saying, God is saying, if you give your way over to the adulterous woman, to a woman outside of marriage, is saying, your strength will go to her. Your strength will go to her. That should be a warning to us. To step up and think about the future, to think about the consequences. Just a couple questions. Will you emotionally give yourself over to a woman who is not your wife? Will you toy with a woman's emotions for your own benefit and leave her scarred? And in regards to pornography, have you considered the effects that it'll have on your mind? On friendships with other girls? Have you considered the effects it will have on your spiritual life? And have you considered the effects it will have on the marriage you may possibly have? Are you thinking about the consequences? Are you thinking about the future, guys? Are we thinking about it? Are we really answering? Are we so just, what's in front of me? What's right here? Let me get all I can get. That's what the man in Proverbs is like. Going towards it, all about the here and now. Let me get my fill so that I can feel good. My question is, once you're married, do you want to be thinking of all the other women you were with, both physically, mentally, and emotionally? Guys, do we want to be thinking about that? Do we want to be thinking about the other women? Because you will carry that into your marriage. Why? Because men are visual. God's made us like that. We're hardwired. You will remember the things you wish you could forget. You will remember the things you wish you could forget. So wisdom is calling out to you to listen. Will you listen to God's word and see the end result of sin? Look to the future and see the plans God has for you. Great things that God has for you. Great pleasure that God has for you. Great joy, great fulfillment that he has for you in the area of relationships. Yet know that sin can ruin that. Sin can ruin that. So next week, we're going to be ending the series with this message. It's entitled, A Game Plan That Makes Sense. A Game Plan That Makes Sense. So I hope you will come out next week and hear a game plan that makes sense about relationships. And there's one question for you guys to look over. And it's of the four things stupid men do, which one stuck out to you the most and why? Thanks, guys. Let me pray for us. Lord, I thank you for this time. God, thank you for a place where we can gather and we can worship you. We can be together. God, we can encourage each other. And Lord, in this idea of men, God, and just that we don't be stupid men, Lord, that we realize your wisdom and we listen to it, God, and we can evaluate our lives. And really a group of men can rise up here that want to follow after you, God, and want to follow your plan. Amen. Thanks, guys.